Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B-Mitch out in Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai, Commanders training facility. Good morning, yes. Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, brother, I feel like
you look like you are ready for to do like a real TV show. got your jacket on. You're going to be burning up in here, though, dog. I'm letting you know right now. You got to pull off
once I warm up, I'm going to take the jacket off. Actually, this will be pretty funny. Listen, you can watch us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Obviously, you can listen to us on your radio or the Odyssey app, wherever. You can also watch us on Monumental. Let's kick Monumental things off with a bang here. I'm going to take this blazer off. wait till you see this logo. Thank you. All right, so.
Oh, I know the logo.
This one? You know this one. That's Rehoboth.
You always messing with people on that one. The other one. Come on. What the hell is that?
Can you see that? Can you see that on Monumental?
It looked like a rocket taking off.
It's a little phallic. it's the so I didn't know what to do. I played that crazy course in Kansas, Prairie Dunes,
mm-hmm.
and that's their logo. That's a yucca bush. But it, I don't know, man. It looks kind of
like
weird.
Like a something else bush. I heard some people talking about that this morning, about, you know, different things, and that what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Trade deadline came and went, and a lot. There was a lot of action around the NFL. I mean, the Jets, major moves. The Cowboys make a big move for a D tackle. Let's start with Washington, though. They didn't do anything.
Yeah. Like I said, if it wasn't something that blew them out the water for one of the players that they had that may have had some value, they shouldn't have done nothing.
I think the baseline, like, to me, in no way can you be buyers. And I wouldn't have necessarily said that. Like, even though this year appears to be lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the right deal was out there that required them buying something because they thought it was part of a long-term thing, I could have been okay with that if they hadn't dealt so many picks away to get Lattimore, Tunsil, and Debo. So they couldn't buy.
So they were position of strength.
They didn't have a lot of leverage.
So you had to basically shy away from the buying.
Right.
And then the selling aspect, you had to get what you – better than what you thought. Or you couldn't do it.
Well, I agree with that. Right? Like, clearly, I think nobody matched their price, whatever mm-hmm. their price was, because I'm sure there were conversations. There was one report out of Buffalo. I want to get my man's name right. Tim Graham covers the Bills for The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, keep an eye on Debo and or Von Miller to Buffalo from Washington. One or both of those guys would have made a ton of sense. Von Miller was up there last year. You can always use a pass rush help.
I kind of felt Von was not on the box because I was hanging out with him last night at a little kids football clinic, and his mindset was really on that, not on anything else. So.
Well, I mean, heck, by that point, the deadline had come and gone.
Yeah,
so. But the one question I think that needs to be asked in – the aftermath of no movement at the trade deadline, which I really don't think is a surprise. Tashawn Reed from the Washington Post had a good column. Maybe we see if we can get him on tomorrow. He had a good article last Friday, I want to say. Maybe it was Saturday. You know, I read the Post just about every day. It is the newspaper of my life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good article just kind of explaining why they should stand pat and kind of predicting that they would stand mm-hmm. pat, right? And I agree with the premise. I agree with the moves yesterday, but there is a question that comes from not making any moves at the trade deadline, mm-hmm. which is not a pleasant question. Mm-hmm. What pieces that they would consider trading, right? Because let's be real, like, they have one of the elite pieces in the NFL in a young quarterback.
There you go.
But you're not moving him, period.
He's not going anywhere.
What pieces do they have in an injury-marred, what appears to be lost season, that between, and the important part of NFL trades is to remember, a lot of these are contract-driven and age-driven. Mm-hmm. Those are, the skill and talent is the one seed of what constitutes an NFL trade. Mm-hmm. But then contract and age are probably, say it's number one through five, and then six, and then probably like eight. Right? Like, mm-hmm. contract takes up six and seven, and then age is eight. Considering that arithmetic, like, what pieces do they have that the marketplace is really calling about? And that's where you start to wonder.
But see, that, I think that's, in a sense, I think it's a stretch. Because what if somebody called and it doesn't match your price and you don't let them go? Doesn't mean nobody didn't call.
Right.
Because I understand where you're going with that. Like, if nobody calls about the pieces you have, then what do you really have? Do you have much value? Do you have any players that you – there may be players that they called about, but
– I am sure there were calls,
I can't let you go just because.
Right.
You know, you need to offer the right price. And I think if the right price – see, I'm still stuck on that. If you did not offer the right price, they should not have moved. Because let's be real. Just like we saw them last year, very aggressive on the football field. And this year, it was questions that, well, why they're not as aggressive. And now as the season going on, we can probably tell, well, they're not very comfortable with what they have out there. But the ultimate thing is, next year, there are people on this roster that's not going to be on this roster.
Right.
Which means that money now is money you can spend.
Right.
They already got a lot of money to spend.
Right.
So you can be as aggressive as you want next year in this offseason. So it's just like, when you're looking at, they probably already know the people that are on the contract, salary cap for next year that won't be on it.
Sure.
And all that money they got to spend, and you can start calculating that. So maybe that move right there proved that I don't have to make a move right now.
Well, and I think if you want to say trade Payne, he's technically under contract for next year, but he's not playing under that contract. There's mm-hmm. not enough guaranteed money on it. It's going to be a very similar situation with Payne that it was with John Allen last year, mm-hmm. I believe, right? Just contractually, that's the structure is setting up towards something similar to that, right? So, like, if you want to compare Quinnen Williams and Daron Payne and the haul that the Jets got trading away Quinnen Williams mm-hmm. versus Washington with Daron Payne, it's not a real comparison. One, Williams has been better. Like, he's played at an all-pro level. Williams mm-hmm. has been the better player, okay? That's one. Two, Williams is under contract. Dallas doesn't have to make a decision on what they're going to do with Quinnen Williams. Mm-hmm. They basically get him for 2 years.
Yes.
And then they have a team option. So, like, he is under contract, and, that's a plug-and-play situation.
Yeah.
Daron's not. So that changes – That changes the apparatus to trade for him significantly, because the team that's trading for him, hypothetically, more or less is getting a 9-game rental, unless they decide they're going to do something.
And
right?
that is probably a deterrent for a lot of people out there as well.
Kinlaw would be another piece that maybe you want to move. Kinlaw's mm-hmm. played fairly well. I think despite the hand-wringing about his contract, he's probably overperformed $15 million per season at a D tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the reality of how people are paid at that position. Frankly, that's what you and I said when people were screaming about the money is, you know, you're basically paying him as a third tier D tackle.
Yeah.
It's just the money's so inflated, also, people can't catch up with
it. You just signed him and you trade him away. That looks bad on you.
Dude, it looks bad on them. And Kinlaw's,
unless you get a hell of a haul.
But Kinlaw's also under contract for next year. So, like, that's part of your longer range plan, then what do you get for him? A fourth?
Yeah. Jay, listen, I understand everyone wants the NFL trades to be like the other leagues, but it doesn't make that big of an impact.
I mean, you could have Kinlaw's. Now, I don't know that he would play in 27 with no guaranteed money, but, like, even the 27 season on that deal looks pretty fair to all parties. There's no guarantees, so he may not actually go through with that. Like, we'll we'll see. But next year, Kinlaw's on your books, dude. Like, trading him doesn't make a ton of sense. You could talk about Laremy Tunsil, who you're going to have to pay next year. But I think when they traded for Tunsil, they obviously are aware they're going to have to pay him, and they want him to be part of what they've got. Ertz, Debo, those guys probably aren't part of the plan for next season. But, like, does getting a conditional sixth really help you?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I just listen, man.
Terry was never a real option.
The trades in the NFL don't make as big an impact as they do in other leagues unless it's a quarterback, unless it's probably a shutdown corner or an astronomical pass rusher. If you're not getting those guys, you're more than likely or you could go get somebody and come back and guess what? You'll be the same or worse. You might not be better at this particular time. So if they didn't have no move that was going to make a big, big difference, why? Because you could still build that in offseason. You can still build that once everything come up with free agency and all that type of stuff. You can, hey, you can make some, you can do some stuff where, okay, well, we're going to draft this, and this. Or you may have some of those draft picks. Move up and get an impact guy instead of saying, well, we're going to pick all these little guys down the stretch. Five picks from whatever they got, right?
Yeah.
So instead of having five, you might have four. You may have four more impactful guys instead of two impactful and three that not. We'll see.
I come out of the trade deadline with the result being moderately disappointing. Like, it's not a big deal. You would have liked, because you traded away so much draft capital over this past offseason, would you have liked to get some back? Sure. I don't think there was some big deal that they left on the table because they're chasing wins this year. Yeah. I don't think there was a big deal out there.
My thing is, if it wasn't going to make a difference this year, and make you instantly one of the better teams in the league, and you're going to be making a great playoff run, why do it? I understand it's maybe nice.
For me, it's the flip side. It's, we recognize this year is lost for a number of reasons. Let's try to acquire what we can to build back. But I don't know the conditional six-round picks really get that done.
There we go. So if it does, if it's not nothing that's going to make a big impact, my mindset will always be, why do it? If that trade will still leave you as blah as you are now, why make that trade? Just to make one?
Right. And I think there is some reality of, I think, despite, you know, callers and people that are upset, like, I can't imagine anybody with rational thought thinks there's any major changes coming in Ashburn. Like, AP, Dan Quinn, nobody's going anywhere, right? And so, like, I don't even think it's self-preservation league. I think those guys are still going to try to continue to build towards their vision.
Yep.
And the guys they acquired,
I believe they wavered from their vision because of the success last year. And now they're saying, damn.
Yeah,
We got caught because we saw something last year, and everybody was hyped. And let's be real, they were hyped too because they thought we were a lot closer. So they felt we just add a few veteran pieces, we can get there. And it didn't work. Like, you know, I heard, I don't know who it was, I think on the show with us, talking about if you don't have injuries one year, you're going to have them the next year. Well, they were lucky last year. This year the injuries came. It is football. It's rolling hills, baby. It's going to happen or not. And then they went out and they tried it. Okay, it didn't work. And I think the thing for me is, I understand that. That's how football works. I'm not the typical person, oh, it didn't work, fire everybody. I'm not the fire everybody every damn other year type of person. Because we have done that. We did that for 20-something years. After 2 years, we always wanted to fire somebody. And we stayed stagnant, okay? And we sit up here, it's easy. Now we can blame everybody that was making this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know who's asking them to get fired? Us. Fans, media. They got fired, and they come in, and then guess what? They never had any kind of consistency going. You got to at least get consistency, and then you start seeing, like, people are like, well, this team had injuries, but they're still well, because they had a chance to build a great damn base. They had a chance to build a nucleus. And right now, we are not at that point. So just to do stuff because other teams are doing won't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because, like, we have to kind of – try to hold ourselves like what we started to hammer Ron on and Gruden and Bruce. Like, I just think it's premature to get to those levels where we're overly dismissive of this group. I think the nature of the losses over the last three games makes it feel far more hopeless than the reality probably is. You know, they've been outscored 110 to 43 in the last three games. They've gotten their asses kicked.
Yep.
But it's still week 10.
Like, week 10 in the second year, and I'm not going to even say rebuild, but Ron, the thing that Ron and Gruden and all of them had, they were still a part of the tragedy that was happening prior to them.
Agreed.
And it never ended. Now this thing has ended. And the thing of it is, we have to figure out a way. Just like if you're in a relationship or you're in an old job and you go to a new one, everything that seems similar to the other is not necessarily the other. You got to find a way to say this is something new and give it a chance. Because what happens is every time something goes down, everyone immediately throws it into that area, the era with Snyder and all those people. I don't think it's that simple. You know, I have figured it out in my life that, you know what, just because something looked like it might be the other thing, it's not necessarily that. And maybe a lot of people will get to that point one day. But you can't – that's the easy way of doing things. Just blame it on something else.
Agreed. I think if – much like I said the other – right, of just how he's operated at his other teams, also use that same knowledge to understand he's in it for the long haul. And while they're pissed – There's no way they sit up in that owner's box and watch Jackson Smith and Jigba carve this team up. They also are – this is a five-year thing to them. There is – the difference in the owner's box makes a tremendous difference. And, yeah, this year has been disappointing undoubtedly.
Very much.
But it's like they're not demanding a fire sale yesterday. Or better than that, they're not demanding – to trade for Sauce Gardner and give up two ones.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, let's stay the course. This year went bad. Let's figure out what we've done wrong. Let's figure out how to address it. But, like, the worst thing they could have done, and something that would not have shocked me in the Dan days, is that the deal Indy put together for Sauce Gardner. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the dumbest thing Washington could have done.
Yeah, but
so standing pat is far better than being aggressive when you shouldn't be.
In the position they are now. Because if they had gone out there and did a move like that, you know what? There'd be a certain amount of people who would be thrilled like hell. And I will bet my house and everything I got on it. Those same people are going to be pissed off in 2 years because you won't have a first-round pick. The same people will be pissed off. So, listen, man, you can't get caught up in the trying to make people feel good for the moment. Okay, if you're in it for the long haul, you know what's going to happen. People are going to be pissed. People are going to be disappointed. People are going to be acting like you don't know what you're doing. But you have to stick to your game plan. If you're in it for the long haul, you have to build the stuff properly to get to that point. And they already took one exit too soon by automatically assuming they're going to come back this year and be where they were last year. They did that. Okay, from now on, no matter how exciting or how humdrum things are, stick to your damn plan. Don't let others make you jump on something else.
Dude, I agree. Like, there's no way they can look at this year and not recognize the mistakes. But mm-hmm. And at some point, they need to own that. The way Dan Quinn came out and owned the mistake with Jaden, at some point it's like last offseason was disjointed. Mm-hmm. We recognize we got aggressive maybe too early. We're going to adapt. But you still got to continue to build this thing. And the best part of yesterday is that they didn't do something stupid. Yep. They may have been inactive, but they weren't stupid.
100.
All right. Ben Standig is going to join us next. Greenberg at 11. Leslie Shepard had the same injury as Jaden, right?
Yep. He had a dislocated elbow plus a broken wrist.
Man. All right. So we're going to talk to Shep at noon. Dan Quinn will speak to the media today. I did quickly, B. Mitch, when I walked in this morning, said I looked like I was dressed for something. This evening, I am going to stop by a celebration of life for Dave Sullivan. I met Mr. Sullivan once or twice, but you and I both know his son, Brett. Mm-hmm. You and I both know his daughter, Amanda. Great people, great family, and we just want everybody involved to know we are thinking of them. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.